Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated in the Lord's presence. We're so thankful to the Lord for his goodness and his mercies to us. Are you guys having a blessed 2022? Yes. Is your February good so far? Yes. You know, prosperity, Pastor Tinu was ministering a little bit earlier during the offering. And I tell you, I love it because the Lord speaks to me in amazing ways. Sometimes I'm just minding my own business and I just hear his word. And then I have to go look in the word. I have to go check in the scriptures to see, because everything has to line up with the word, you know. You can't just, people come up with all this God said, and you can't find it. They're the ones cooking it all up. You can't find it. If you can't find it in the word of God, throw it out. I don't care who said it. It may be your bishop, your apostle, your prophet, your pastor, whoever it is to say. If it's not in the word, throw it out. Amen. So always check everything by the word. But as she was speaking, I heard the Holy Spirit say in my spirit, prosperity is a river of the Holy Spirit. Prosperity is a river of the Holy Spirit. And when a river is flowing, see, prosperity is a flow. The Lord will help me somewhere, somehow, some way, sometime. You know, he just keeps adding all these revelations and instructional nuggets that are very important. I hope you are taking advantage and I hope you are using them, because they are life-changing. They are truly life-changing. They produce results. They produce fruits in our lives. If we don't just be hearers of the word. Amen. Be doers of the word. Amen. Amen. And sometimes it's a little tough to be a doer of the word. Yeah. Sometimes it can be challenging to be a doer of the word. But if you commit to be a doer and you just keep doing everything you can to be a doer, the word will produce fruit in your life. Amen. Amen. The word will produce fruit in your life. Remember that scripture in Acts chapter 7, where he says that the Lord was saying the things he was saying. John chapter 7. And this he said, he was referring to the Holy Spirit. Remember when he said, out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Out of their bellies. Out of their bellies shall flow rivers. What's that scripture? Now, of course, now anything I'm preaching here right now, I've not checked it out. John chapter 7, what verse is that? 39, is it? 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture, this is verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, but this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now the Holy Spirit has been given, Jesus has been glorified, and this scripture is happening in real time in the lives of God's children. Out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living water. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Prosperity is a river. Prosperity is a river of the Holy Spirit. Notice, in that scripture, it says, out of their belly shall flow rivers. Is that what it says? Out of their belly shall flow rivers. Is that singular or plural? Plural. Out of their belly, out of his belly, her belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And there are rivers of living water that flow out of the belly of believers. You already know prayer is a river. We know that. Joy is a river. We know that. Amen. But we may not realize, and just this morning I just received an instruction for something I'm going to talk about later on in the year. You may not realize, many believers don't realize this. Unfortunately, many ministers and pastors too don't realize this. Prosperity is a river. How does this river begin? Where does it flow from? Where is the origin of this river? Where does this river take, where does it take its source? Now remember, when rivers flow, they just flow along. Sometimes portions on around the river, they're like great Goshens and great big mighty like activity, like you can see there's a lot of splashing, and but there are other areas where it's a little bit slower and quieter, but it flows along, and that river has its source, but there is no end to it. The river has its source, but there's no end to it. What is the source of the river of the Holy Spirit? It's the Holy Spirit himself. It's the Godhead himself. The source of the river of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. That means it finds its origin in the Holy Spirit. So how do we get this river flowing? How does a believer get the river flowing? Any of these rivers that the Word of God talks about. He says this, he was talking about the rivers. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. How do we get this river flowing? He tells us in that scripture, he says, if any man thirst, do what? Let him come unto me and do what? And drink. That's where the river begins. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. The river of prayer begins from drinking from the Holy Spirit. The river of prosperity begins from drinking from the Holy Spirit. Every dryness of life is cured by a drink from the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Lord told that woman in John chapter 4 by the well. You know, he said, if you knew who was talking to you, you will ask me for a drink. And if you drink of this water that I will give to you, you will never thirst again. You will never thirst again. The drink of the Holy Spirit. When we drink from the Holy Spirit, it takes care of dryness permanently. There is a source, but there is no end to that river. If you drink and you keep on drinking, that river continues to flow. Now, there might be seasons of great activity in that flow. Like many of us, we all just came through a season of a Daniel fast where there was great activity, prayer and fasting and different things. Yeah, that's great. But we all know we are not going to fast through the year. Nobody here is going to fast every day of this year. Or you will not make it through the year. At some point, you know, we're going to fast and we're going to live normal. And then we'll fast again, we live normal. But it is a flow. There are times and seasons of great activity. There are times and seasons where it's a little quieter. But it is a flow. Somebody say those words with me. It is a flow. Say it again. Say it is a flow. Now, Oral Roberts used to say, find the key issue in everything in life and you will prosper, you will succeed. Find the key issue in everything. Everything has a key issue. Any problem you have in your life that you want to solve, there is a key issue. Whatever that problem is, there is a key. Once you find the key issue, you will succeed in that area. You will succeed in that area. That's why we learn about all this. You know, what makes prayer work? Why? How does faith produce in our life? Because we're trying to find the key issues. The key issues. Now, Prosperity is a river of the Holy Spirit. And the key issue when it comes to prosperity is your seed. The key issue when there is no prosperity without seed. Prosperity is not amassing money, building a big bank account. It's not. Because as quickly as that big account was, bank account was built, trust me, it will fizzle out. Prosperity is a flow. It's what's the opposite of a flow? Yeah, thank you. When something is not, yeah. No, Syria, get this, because this is not my message. I have my message. I don't know if I'll preach it today. But this one right here, I just got it now. Prosperity is a flow. Is a flow. You do not prosper because you work every minute of the day. Some of the most prosperous people on this earth cannot even put in any meaningful terms how many hours they worked. There comes a time when the work that is producing is not done by you. There comes a time. Now, if you want to keep the discipline, no distraction. If you want to live a life where all your life, what is produced is done by you, throw this message away. Don't pay attention. But if you really want the Lord to distinguish you and prosper you and take you to a realm where you have never been, pay attention to what we're saying this morning, because I'm hearing it myself too for the first time. Well, I mean, I think I know these principles, but what I'm teaching right now, what I'm ministering right now is not prepared. I'm saying it to you as I'm hearing it from the Holy Spirit. There comes a time, do you know some of the wealthiest people on this earth? They are not tired at the end of the day. Do you know that? They don't sweat in the afternoon. No, seriously. Do you know that's the truth? Some of the wealthiest people on this earth, they don't know where their wristwatch is. Seriously. They are not wealthy right now because they have been driving a tractor for the last 5 hours, or they've been carrying heavy load for the last 7 hours. That's not why they are wealthy now. Now, if you want to be wealthy based on how many tractors you can drive and how much load you can carry every day, discard this message. You don't need it. But if you want the flow of the... Now, I use the example of people who are wealthy only because it's a very good visual. It's a good analogy because you can relate with it. When I say they don't sweat in the afternoon, you know what that means, right? What's the man who owns Amazon? The only time you see him sweat is by the beach. Is this not true? He doesn't sweat while he's working. You think that man sweats when he's on the computer? No. He sweats maybe when he's by the beach. And the only reason he's sweating is because of the weather. Oh, Lord, our lady. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. Say, open my eyes, Holy Spirit. Say, break every yoke. Break every yoke of lack, deception. And what I'm preaching to you this morning, I'm very comfortable preaching it this morning, but I was very comfortable preaching it as well 25 years ago. You go check all the message series. It's right there, all right there. So it's not based on anything natural. It's based on the Word of God. Prosperity is a flow. Now, the wealthy man isn't necessarily prosperous from the scriptural definition of prosperity. Because prosperity is a life that is blessed by God. Prosperity is a life that is blessed. It's not just money. Money is only one thing in life. You cannot be blessed by just having one thing. By having an abundance of one thing, no human being is blessed on this earth by having an abundance. So that's why if you spend all your life trying to get one thing, you can still die without prospering. Because a blessed life is a life that has all the supplies and all the resources that God has ordained and prepared for you in real time in every season. That thing that is called a stack of blessings in our confession, in every season, that's from Psalm 31, where the psalmist said that the stack of blessings, the stack of blessings that have been prepared for, there are stacks of blessings in real time prepared for you. And if you get that stack of blessings in real time, in every season, you are prosperous. Now, the man who has wealth has one thing, but he is not necessarily blessed. What God has for you and for me is the blessing. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 24 verse 1, and Abraham was blessed in all things, not one thing, not one thing. Not one thing. And you can see the story of the life of Abraham, that his life was a story of God's blessing in every area. In fact, in that scripture, it says he was blessed not, and then he was stricken. Wasn't that what he said? He was old and well, stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Many people who have just money, they are not old and stricken in age and blessed like Abraham. But if all you have is just money. There are many people who die by trying to monitor the stock market. But just, oh, when should I buy? When should I sell? Oh, I sold it too early. Oh, I should have bought it. Oh, my God. And they die quickly from hypertension. Serious? Is this not true? Is this not true? Is this where the world lives? This is the way the world lives. Prosperity. The Lord said, prosperity is a river. It's a river of the Holy Spirit. And the way that river, the way it shows up, let's show you one scripture. This is one I have to check quick, real quick. Prosperity is not a function of where you live. Prosperity is not a function of what you drive. Prosperity is not a function of where you go to school, what degrees you have. No. He said, out of their bellies. That's what he said. He didn't say out of Harvard. Out of their bellies. Do you say out of Princeton in your note, in your Bible? Out of Harvard? No. Out of Cornell? No. No. Out of their bellies. Now, what flows out of your belly can give you a seat in Harvard. Yes. But Harvard is not the source. Prosperity is a river of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to look at this scripture real quick. Does anybody have that book, The God of the Overflow? I left mine in the office. I didn't know I was going to use it today. Does anybody have a copy here? Anybody? Just get me a new. Yeah, thank you. Just lend me. I think I was going to say borrow me, but I think that's bad English. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, one of the chapter here in this book that has become one of my favorite chapters is chapter 5. One of my favorite chapters in this book is chapter 5. What is the title of that chapter? Your seed is your future. Your seed is your future. What the Lord is having me say to you this morning is very profound. It's very important. I thank you, all of you that are here today, and anyone with us online, and those that are a part, regular part, or once in a while part of supporting the work of God going on through Abundant Life. I think this is also the season when we send our receipts, send our contribution, you know, details. And some of you, we have your email. So I know Dickie Minwa has already sent things out by email. But we would also be sending out snail mail? With stamps and official letter. So we will send that out this week so everybody will receive. You receive your receipts. When you esteem your seed, oh my God. This I heard sitting down here listening to Pastor Tinu minister a little bit. He was talking about wealth, what they say about wealth, all that stuff. Good stuff, but I want you to hear this. When you esteem your seed, a sower of seed will never lack for supernatural endorsement. A sower of seed will never lack for supernatural supplies. The reason many believers miss it when it comes to the principle, the covenant principle of prosperity, is they don't see prosperity as a river. Many believers, pastors, preachers, apostles, prophets, ministers, see prosperity as an event. They see prosperity as some event that happens from time to time. That's why people are very excited. If you teach people about a formula, if you give me $100, I can give you $1,000. Immediately, everybody will give me $100. Right now, everybody will. You know why? Because they see prosperity as an event. If I can get $1,000 right now, and all I need to do is give you $100, I will do it. Because they believe prosperity is an event. The event that leads to me being able to get $1,000 from 100. So they will do it. But if I told you that as you were walking one day, the Lord said, sow a seed of $10 there. And I obeyed. And there was nothing that happened. And I kept walking. And the Lord said, oh, you have $100 you have planned to use to buy a new pair of shoes, but I want you to give it to that person. And I obeyed, and nothing happened. And you keep walking, and the Lord said, remember that the mission they were talking about? I want you to give so-so amount to it. And you obeyed, and you kept walking. When you get to the end of that year, and you actually put together everything you obeyed God in giving, at the end of that particular year, let's use 2021 right now. At the end of that particular year, if you judged the effectiveness and the fruitfulness of all the obedience that you had carried out and all the seeds you had sown, if you judge what you have at the end of that 2021 by all that you had done and use that to assess whether you are prosperous or not, you missed it. You missed it. Because prosperity is a river. Many people don't know this. Some of what is going to happen in your life 5 years from today has already been written from something you did 3 years ago. A $10 you gave three years ago, which you've totally forgot about. It has been written. You will arrive 5 years from now, and there may be great activity in this river. Remember, it's a river. There may be, you come to a season of great activity. Oh, Jesus. I pray that your ears are open to hear this. This profound truth. I pray that your eyes, the veils, the scales fall off so that you can be totally removed from the deception that is in the world, the blindness that people deal with. When you arrive 5 years, some people, they get there and it's like this heaven just keeps raining down. Why? And then they think, what did I do last month? Is this something I did last month? No, it's not last month. It's not last month. It's a river. Say this with me, it's a river. Say it's a river. Listen to me. Listen, I wish I could tell you. This is not theoretical. This is a profound revelation. You will come to seasons in your life when heaven will just be pouring and it will not stop. Amen. It will not stop. Amen. And you know what will happen? You will lose track. You will lose track of being able to compute and calculate all the blessings that God rains down on your life in that season. And you will not be able to justify all those blessings by what you did the season before that. You know why? Because prosperity is a river. It's a river. How do I know this book? Your seed is your future. Can I foretell what your future is likely to be? I can if I know your seed. I can. If I know your seed. Now, your seed, not by virtue of the magnitude. Hear me. How many people remember the story when Jesus sat down on a chair and people were dropping their offering? And Jesus said about a widow who gave what seemed like the least. And Jesus said she gave more than everybody. How's that possible? In this day and age, if people were judging based on who gave what and who, they would not have looked at that widow and said she gave more than everybody. Why? They would have looked at the magnitude. The dollar and the cent figure. But Jesus didn't do it. He said she gave more than ever. Now, it's not because the magnitude doesn't matter. It's because based on what she had at her disposal, she gave everything. Oh, hear me somebody. Hear me somebody. Hear me somebody. Based on what that woman had at her disposal, what was available to her. There's a definition of a seed here in this chapter. What is a seed? A seed is defined here. Your seed. What's the time? 12:30. Okay. I'm not going to preach my own message. Let's just preach the Lord's message today, okay? Amen. Your seed is anything you possess in your life that is completely under your control, but which you choose to give away in order to create an investment or blessing that benefits you and other people in your world.
Yes.
Your seed is not edible. Tell your neighbor, say your seed is not edible. Tell somebody, say your seed is not. That means you can't eat it. You can't eat that seed. There are people who are eating seed and they say it's seed. It's not your seed. Once you eat it, it's no longer seed. Once you have eaten it, it is not a seed. It is not a seed. Huh? It is not a seed. Can you eat a mango seed? It is not a seed. Once you have eaten it, it is not a seed. There are people who say they relate with what they used to do things for themselves. And they say, that's my seed. That's not yours. You ate that. That's not your seed. Listen to me. For that thing to qualify as a seed, it has to go away from you. It has to go away from you. It's an everlasting law. In order for Jesus to have qualified to be a seed, God the Father had to send him away from him. He couldn't keep him in heaven and say, that's my seed. No, it's not your seed. As long as Jesus is sitting on your right hand in heaven, he's not your seed. Your seed is not edible. Tell your neighbor, say, your seed is not edible. Once you eat it, it is no longer seed. All it does, it goes through your system and comes out is waste, and forget it. It's no longer seed. It's no longer seed. That's why your seed is your future. See, many people don't understand this. This is one of the biggest mysteries of prosperity in the kingdom of God. If you understood what I'm talking to you about today, my friend, your life will change forever. It's not just your giving life. Every aspect of your life will change permanently.
Yes.
Permanently. Permanently. Your seed is your... Now, I want to show you... I want you to look at this scripture. Let's just read just a few verses here. And then I'm going to try to bring this to a close. See, I had something to preach. Let me show you my notes. Those of you who can see... Help me, Holy Ghost. I had a lot to preach to you today. See all those red marks, all those notes. See all those hand scribbled notes and scriptures.
So my message today.
See all those hand scribbled notes and scriptures.
My message today.
Hand scribbled notes and scriptures was my plan to preach to you. What I'm sharing with you is God's message for today, for this service. I want you to look differently going forward in your life. I trust God. Oh, I trust God to make an aggressive sower of seed out of every single person under the sound of my voice today. You know that thing we say that is on our confession? That thing we always say in our confession? Thank you, Lord, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. Let me ask you a question. Where did the 5 loaves and 2 fish come from? Where did the 5 loaves and 2 fish come from? Was it that Jesus commanded heaven open and loaves started to drop and fish started to drop? Is that where it came from? Where did 5 loaves and 2 fish come from? A little boy. A little boy. His mother must have taught him, your seed is your future. There were older people in that congregation that had lunch, bags of lunch for their families. You know, this at least 5,000 people, that's women, Then you add men, then you had children. I mean, we're talking almost 15,000 people. More, maybe. People came there with their lunch. And when it came time, that means some people had their lunch and they kept it. And when it came time, and the Lord started saying, how do we feed all these people? How do we feed all this? They sat on their lunch. No, seriously. They sat on their lunch. Because what they understood was, if I keep it, it will benefit us. So, I mean, we won't go hungry like everybody else. But while all these older people were sitting on their lunch, this little boy said, excuse me, sir. Andrew was passing by. He said, excuse me, sir. My mom packed me 5 loaves and 2 fish when I was leaving home. You think Jesus could use it? The boy asked. Say, little boy, we don't know his name. See, when you read that Bible, read it. Read it. Don't be religious. Read that Bible. The boy said, sir, I have 5 loaves and 2 fish. I know we have 15,000 people. It is nothing. But you think Jesus could use my 5 loaves and 2 fish? Andrew said, I'm not sure. Let me go ask. He went to ask. The Lord said, oh, there's a boy with 5 loaves and 2 feet. Bring him. That's all we did. The Bible says in John chapter 4, he knew himself what he would do. He knew. That morning, he knew they were going to feed more than 5,000 people. He didn't know where the money, the food was going to. But he knew God was going to give them seed. God was going to give them seed. And when they brought to him the 5 loaves, you and I, generations later, can raise up our hands to heaven. We can say, thank you, Lord, for my 5 loaves and my 2 fish. But you know what? That was somebody's seed. It was a little boy's seed. It was his lunch. He did not have an alternative. Hear me. You older people who sit on your money, sit on your things, sit on your resources, planning for a rainy day, hoping if I can keep it, hoping I can use it, we can use it. You are defrauding your future. You are defrauding your own future. You are shortchanging the plan that God has for your eternal prosperity. Because prosperity is a river. It's a river. The greatest thing you can do on this earth with the resources God gives you is to give them away. Is to give them away. Amen. Not to be fool. Not to be a fool in giving. Not to be foolish. Like some people just, you know. No, it's to be calculated. Let's read this scripture. It's to be planned with it. Yes. It's to think like that little boy. If I give these 5 loaves and these 2 fish, what then do I eat? You know what? Mama told me he's Jehovah Jireh. Mama told me he's Jehovah Jireh. Even when there is nothing, he will come through. He can make something out of nothing. He can produce something. Oh, Jesus. Somebody sometime gave away a seed and they couldn't buy a new car. Somebody gave away a seed. They couldn't pay their monthly light bill immediately. Somebody gave away a seed. They couldn't buy new shoes or new clothes. But I'm here to tell you, your seed is your future. Your seed will never die in the ground. The Lord will multiply. And I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to somebody right now. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from the day you sow your seed, God will remember you. God will remember you in the day of your need, in the day of your want. God will come through for you. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Did I tell you the story of the accountant? Several years ago, who looked at my W-2? That's really the only official legal tax document that our family had. We had no other official legal tax document from the government. It was a W-2 And you don't want to know how much was on that W-2. If I tell you, right. But let me tell you what he saw. He saw the numbers on the W-2, and then he saw a number of charitable giving receipts from different organizations, of course, primarily our ministry and then a few other places that we. And he looked at the numbers. My wife and I were there because we're doing our taxes together. He said, "Are you crazy?" He said, "No, seriously. God is my witness. I will never forget this man. He's an accountant in Shaker Heights. I don't know if he still does it or if he has packed in. I don't know. But, you know, that place in Shaker Heights. What's that restaurant where we used to go all the time? What's that? That sell chicken that we... Boston Market. Is it Boston Market? Boston Market. How can you forget? That's our go-to lunch spot. and sometimes we had to pray hard on our way from after service to Boston Market. But you know what he missed? He said, "Are you out of your mind?" Because he looked at the number on the W-2. It did not make sense. Are you out of your mind? I'm going to tell you what we knew back then that we still know today. Prosperity is a river and your seed is your future. Very simple. Very simple. They don't teach it in universities. That little boy who gave up his 5 loaves and 2 fish, I guarantee you, he didn't go to Harvard to learn that. If he went to Harvard, they would have told him what proportion of the loaves he was allowed to give away. They would have calculated it to the tiniest crumb that he was allowed. No, he didn't learn it from Harvard. He learned it from this covenant manifesto, which his mother or father or both shared with him. And it was a revelation for him. And when he went to Jesus' service, he became a superstar. He's still a superstar today. That boy is in heaven, but we are preaching about him today. We are still preaching. We will not stop preaching about this little boy. Because he recognized my seed. It's my future. If I were you, I will never. Oh, Jesus. I didn't know anything about. I've told you all these stories. I didn't know. I went to a crusade in Warri, in Delta State, in Nigeria. And in that crusade, the main host preacher was my first pastor, Pastor Ayorishe Jafo. But he was under the whole ministry of Archbishop Idahosa at the time, Church of God Mission. So Archbishop had brought many ministers from out of the country. There was Kenneth Copeland was there. There was Ora Roberts. There was T.L. Osborne. T.L. and Daisy Osborne. I mean, there were a number of them. And at the time, Kenneth Copeland got up to receive the offering. And he shared, I heard this. How old was I? I must have been maybe 19. And he shared how in his beginning days, there was an offering plate going by. He didn't have anything, so he tore his button. You've heard me preach on this. He took off one of his. He said he just couldn't imagine an offering plate going by, and he would not put anything. This is not taught anymore. And I understand. Read this book, because I understand. In this book, I talk about some of the reasons why people are very skeptical now of this. I understand it. But let me tell you, the devil just simply, what the devil did, he cheated believers. That's all he did.
Yes, yes.
He cheated believers by sending some charlatans? Charlatans, is that what it is? Charlatans, whatever. Because they used the principle, forgive my English, you'll just get the revelation. Like somebody used to say, I know no book, but I know this word. The devil sent some people and abused the principle of this covenant.
Yes.
And because they abused it, many believers became disappointed, frustrated, indifferent to this principle. But I'm going to tell you, even though that happened, it still has not changed the way that God has made to prosper you. It has not changed it. It has not changed. It will never change it. Some people abused it. The enemy, the devil used them to abuse it so that many of us will be discouraged and we will not even want to hear it. You see it on TV, you just turn it off. You see, because you know it's abuse. There was abuse there. Even the prophet, you give me something, I prophesy on you right now. I declare to you right now what you are going to have. God didn't send them to do that. Jesus never did that. I told you, anything you don't see in the word, throw it out. If it's, I don't care if it's your bishop, your apostle, your prophet. I don't care how long they have held the title. If it is not in the word, throw it out. Throw it out. Somebody say, give me $20 right now, the Lord, before you get away from here, between here and the parking lot, $200. And if you miss it, it's because you are not spiritual. Throw it out. It's not in the Bible. It is not there. But, it does not change the fact that the Lord can say, hey, sow that seed, sow it, give it away, and keep on walking. And while you keep on walking for a while, you may actually miss the benefit of having that, but you will not miss it for long. You will not, because your seed is your future. Your seed is your future. So, Kenneth Copeland was receiving the offering that day. I'm talking, I think 1986. How many years ago was 1986? Yes. He stood and shared that story. And I heard it. I still remember the shirt I was wearing. It was a second hand. I bought that shirt. I'm telling you now. I bought it from a second hand makeshift thing in Lagos. In Oshodi, Lagos. I bought that thing. Thank you. You guys know this thing. Right there and then, I took a button out of that shirt. Right there and then, I took a button. Faith rose in my heart. Faith. I took a button out of that shirt and put it in the offering. And that was it. Did my shirt supernaturally get a button back that night? No. Did he get a button back 2 weeks after? No. I still wore that same shirt. I was still wearing that shirt for several months. That buttonless shirt. But has that button seed produced great harvests in my future since then? No question. No question. You know why? Because prosperity is a river. It flows. It flows. Prosperity is a river, and your seed is your future.
Yes, Lord.
Let's close. God will make an aggressive sower out of you. But you will not just be an aggressive sower. You will become an aggressive harvester.
Amen.
You will become an aggressive harvester.
Amen.
The heavens of God will become open over you. In this season, in the next season, in the season after that, in the season after that, in the season, all the way into your future. 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 There will be moments of activity, great activity, great activity, when you would almost say, Lord, this is too much. 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 And God will say, no, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. Oh, hallelujah. Bring out your combined harvester. We're just getting started. Oh, because in just a little while from now, everywhere you look, blessing, 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 blessing. And it will not just be money blessing. There will be healing blessing. There will be angelic visitation blessing. There will be divine connection blessing. There will be divine favor blessing. There will be divine orchestration blessing. There will be divine, everything, divine everything, everything, divine everything blessing. Divine everything blessing. Divine everything blessing. Divine everything. Somebody say, I receive it. I receive it. Let's close. Let's close. Let's close. I receive the word of the Lord. 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 Shaba baba baba hashkedia. I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Shita raba baba baba barakadede boshteria. Listen to me. I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. To get to that particular convention in Warri in 1986. I had to ride on the back of a bicycle that had no seat. Somebody literally carried me on the back of a bicycle that had no seat on bad roads. To get from that convention back home, I had to ride on the back of an open trailer. They had these open trailers with which they carried the masses. We all just got in there. We just found a way, just hanging there till they get us to the street, because the building, the church itself, was being built in a rural place at the time. I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Many of the preachers who flew, who came to that convention, flew there. Some of them flew in their private jets. The host ministers himself, my pastor, Reverend Ayorishe Jafo, Archbishop, all these people drove the biggest Mercedes-Benz cars to get to that event. You know what? Their journey of prosperity had nothing to do with my journey of prosperity. The Mercedes-Benz car they drove to that event was the farthest possibility to my mind as a 19-year-old, however old I was. But it didn't matter to me. I just followed the instruction. My back was hurting. There was no dinner when I got home after the convention. I didn't feel like somebody had cheated me. They used me. They stole from me because they got my button. And they were driving Mercedes Benz. I didn't feel it. I didn't think it. Not once did it cross my mind. I just, with God, my journey was with God. God, God, God. It had nothing to do whether T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Copeland, or Robert, whether they flew private jets, it had nothing to do with it. Their journey with God is totally different from mine. How they came to the point where the Lord had given them that they needed to use for their mission, that's between them and God, had nothing to do with me. Exactly. It's not my job to look into how this and da, da, da. No. If my button did not pay for that private jet, I guarantee you. But what I receive will stay with me forever, change my life forever. Forever. I want you, wherever you are, those of you in this room, wherever, whoever is listening to this message, wherever, I want you to know God has a pact with you. God has a direct line to you. It's nothing. Whatever is going on with anybody else doesn't matter. To you, it's to you. What you do with this word you had today will affect you. Not anybody. You. Some of you are going to enter into fulfillment of dreams that you don't even know you have yet. You don't even know you have them yet. God will show up for many of you and produce your ram that is caught by its horn in the thicket. Where a ram cannot possibly get to naturally, where a ram cannot possibly be naturally, God will drop a ram. Supernaturally, God will drop a ram there for you. God will drop a ram there for you. It's coming. That river is coming. That river is coming. And that river is bringing with it gifts. It's bringing with it. There are things flowing in that river. There are things flowing in that river. It's not only material blessings. It's not just money. No. There are things flowing in that river. There's peace flowing in that river. There's joy in your future flowing in that river. There's soundness of mind in that river for you. There's every provision you need for yourself and your family, your young children, your older children, your parents, your grand. There are benefits in that river flowing for you. Father, we thank you so very much. We thank you. Thank you for your mighty presence. Thank you for speaking your word. I'm about to close. Somebody, just wherever you are right now, make up your mind. Today I become an aggressive sower of seed. Today, to somebody, wherever you are, make a decision. Turn like Moses turned. Turn aside like Moses. Today I become an aggressive sower of seed. From this moment onwards, no opportunity that God directs me to be a part of will ever pass by me without me being a part of it financially. No opportunity to be a blessing will ever pass by me financially. I will not be one of the stingy ones. I will not be one of the ones who don't do what they are supposed to do. I will not be one of the loudest ones, but who don't produce, who don't sow. Just make noise, don't sow. I won't be them. Every opportunity God gives me, I will, one offering plate will not pass me by without sowing some seed. I don't care what it is. Seed must get. Seed. I feel the Holy Spirit. I bless your holy name, God. I bless your holy name. 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 Something is happening, not just for you, but for generations after you, folks. Do you know that wealth is a generational blessing? Do you know that the Bible says in Psalm 112, that man whose delight is in the law of the Lord God, who loves the word. Do you know it says that wealth and riches will be in his? Do you know it says that even his offspring, the seed of the upright, is blessed? Wealth is a generational thing. This river that is flowing will not stop when you leave this earth. This river will overflow you and then carry on to your offsprings after you. This river. Generations after you will reap the benefits of this river that is flowing. There is a source. There is a point where it begins, but there is no end. There is no end. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Go ahead and bless his name as we close. Just bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Come on, we've got to close. Come on, bless his name. Bless his name. Come on, bless his name. We've got to close. Come on, bless his name. Come on, give him unbridled praise, unbridled gratitude, superlative praise. Give it to him. Come on.